JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Today, in celebration of Youth Month, we visit the Jamaica Conference Center for the 10th staging of the Caribbean Child Research Conference. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Globally, children are increasingly under threat. The Convention on the Rights of the Child calls for the full protection of and provision for our children at all times. With this in mind, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, in association with the University of the West Indies, Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, or SALESIS, will host the 10th staging of the Caribbean Child Research Conference from November 4 to 6 at the Jamaica Conference Center. The conference will focus on topics such as the future for Caribbean children, human trafficking and facilitating equality and equity for all children. Chairperson of the conference and acting director of SALESIS, Dr. Aldrey Henry Lee, says the conference will focus on the rights of the child.
The broader theme of all the conferences that we are promoting child rights to research, because we want people to become more aware of child rights. We want them to become more aware of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. So we have to ensure that children are able to know their rights, because we have ensured that children are given an opportunity to voice their own feelings, their own thoughts, and what's happening to them.
The conference will be held under the theme, Beyond 2015, Equality and Equity for All Children. Day one conference topics include human trafficking and early childhood development, while days two and three will focus on society's treatment of children, child protection, childhood in the Caribbean, and a children's panel. Other partners also include the United Nations Children's Fund, as well as the Caribbean Development Center. You may call 927-1020 or 927-1234, or email the organizers at childconferenceresearch@gmail.com for more information.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, public and private sectors across the island and the diaspora. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Time for Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Hi.
If there is no plate, what do you think we used to use as plate? The banana leaf. We would spread the banana leaf in our hands or spread it somewhere, and then the food is sheared into the banana leaf. And there was no sweeter food, and it never used to leak out. The oil never used to leak out. There was no sweeter food to eat, and there was no sweeter way to eat than out of the banana leaf and out of the gourd. Now, friends, families, people of Jamaica, why can't we go back to some of those things?
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email tidbits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. That's glimpses@jis.gov.jm. Here now is a child care tip. I believe the children are. Tell your children never to accept drugs, be it alcohol or cigarettes, even from adults. In fact, tell your child never to accept anything from strangers, whether sweets, biscuits, or ice cream. Child predators use these things to attract or bribe children so they can abduct or assault them. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.